Where is she banned, Serena?
And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
大家好，欢迎来到绯闻女孩口语大讲堂，我是大家的老朋友 Kenneth。在前几期的节目中，我们将焦点放在了上流社会，今天我们来走进一群普通人的家庭。
Guess whose dad is cool?
It's a trick question.
Yeah, because it can't be ours.
Look at this.
Top 10 forgotten bands of the 90s.
Yeah, check out his number 9.
He's very proud.
Hey, way to be forgotten.
But that's how you get remembered.
Made me care if Dad's band was on Gossip Girl.
What? I mean, Gossip Girl? That's for chicks.
So that wasn't your laptop up into it last night, reading all about Serena Vanderwoodson?
Rolling Stone? Wow. Let me take a look at this again, Dad.
It's very cool.
Wicked Hawk, number 9.
Hey, what are you working on?
It's called the Kiss on the Lips Party. Everyone's going.
You were invited to that? Well, no offense if I sound surprised, since I've never been invited.
One of the girls in my art class saw my calligraphy, and she said that if I addressed all the invitations, that I could have one.
Sounds very fair. Sweatshops could learn a thing or two.
Dad, this is not a platform for one of your anti-capitalist rants.
Yes, it is.
Besides, you make us go to private schools.
That's for your education.
So we should just be anonymous losers who eat lunch alone and never get invited to parties.
Works for me.
Mom thinks it's a good idea.
And her judgment is always sound, right?
这段话呢，出现了三个人物 ,Rufus, 一位慈祥的爸爸。Dan, 之前提到过的 Lonely Boy, 以及小妹妹 Jenny, 我们来回顾一下对话中的内容。Guess whose dad is cool? 这句话是 Rufus 说的。猜猜谁的老爸最酷？他自己这样问呢，有一种赞扬自己的意思，希望他的儿子、女儿都说自己的老爸，也就是他自己最酷。偏偏他的女儿 Jenny 不买账，他说 It's a trick question. 这个问题真难回答。Trick,T-R-I-C-K 我们知道它做名词有诡计、恶作剧的意思，这里是用作形容词，表示欺诈的。 A trick question 是指有意捉弄人、有陷阱的问题。如果有人问你一个问题，然后把你带进去了，捉弄你一番，这样的问题呢，就可以被称作 trick question。 另外我们平时所说到的脑筋急转弯也可以用这个词组 A trick question。好了，接下来 Rufus 的儿子 Dan 也说 Yeah, cause it can't be ours. 是啊，肯定不会是咱们家的。这样的回答肯定会让 Rufus 失望，不过也颇具调侃的意味。因为呢，接下来我们就听到那句可爱的哈哈哈哈。好了， Look at this, top 10 forgotten bands of the 90s. 看看这个90年代十大被遗忘乐队。Yeah, check out who's number 9. 看看谁是第九名。Check out, 我们通常使用的有两个意思，第一个是检查，比如 Would you please check out the names and numbers? 请你把名字和数目核对一下好吗？ Check out, 第二个意思是结账离开，一般的旅馆都有这样的规定， Guests must check out before noon or they will be charged for the day. 旅客必须于中午前办清手续离开，否则将收取全日的费用。在口语里呢 check out 可以指看一看，我们所听到的 check out who's number 9 这个 check out 就是看看的意思。我们再来举一个例子，你换了一套新衣服，很想在朋友前炫耀一番。 Hey man, check out my new look. 嗨兄弟，瞧我的新打扮怎么样。 Hey man, check out my new look. 比较实用的一句话，希望大家能够记住。 He's very proudJenny 的这句话也是颇具调侃和讽刺的意味，为什么呢？ Way to be forgotten, 几乎被遗忘了，因为他们的父亲 Rufus 获得的是 Top 10 Forgotten Bands of the 90s, 90年代十大被遗忘乐队，获得这样的奖项确实是有点 embarrassing, do you think so? 这里呢要为大家讲一下单词 way, 我们知道它有道路、方法等意思，却很少有人知道它在口语中可以用来加强语气。比如说我想和一个人争辩，但是他的逻辑太强了，滴水不漏。 I want to argue with him, but his logic is way too tight. Way too tight. 这里的 way 并没有什么特别的意思，只是为了要强调他的逻辑特别强，所以用上了 way 这个单词。大家工作或者学习了一整天，实在是太累了，你也可以说 I'm way too tired。现在我相信大家已经理解了这个 way 在口语中的用法。 那么我们继续来讲解下面的内容。Jenny 说 Maybe you'd care if Dad's band was on Gossip Girl. 也许你在意的是老爸的乐队有没有上绯闻女孩。Dan 的回答是 I don't read Gossip Girl. That's for chicks. 我不看绯闻女孩，那是女孩子看的东西。Chick, C-H-I-C-K, 原意是小鸡、小鸟。小时候我们觉得小鸡、小鸭很可爱 ,chicks and ducks, 小鸡、小鸭。可爱的不只是这些小动物，有些小女孩也是非常的 lovely, 因此呢 ,chick 也可以表示少女、小女孩。Dan 所说的 ,that's for chicks, 也就是指绯闻女孩是女孩子看的东西。与 chick 类似的一个短语 ,spring chicken, 也可以表示少女。Miss Brown is 17 years old, so she is a spring chicken. 布朗小姐17岁，因此正是青春少女。再为大家介绍几种女性的称呼 ,skirt, S-K-I-R-T, skirt。没错，这是裙子的意思。我们知道有一种修辞手法叫做借带。这个 skirt 也可以相当于使用了借带的手法，借带的是青年女子。不过要特别注意的是，通常呢 skirt 只限于男性称呼女性。新学期开始的时候，学长们会发现学校里又多了很多漂亮的女生。There are a lot of good-looking skirts among the new freshmen this year. 在今年新入学的大学一年级学生中，有很多好看的姑娘。Good-looking skirts, 好看的姑娘。我们不妨用另外一种表达 ,doll, D-O-L-L, 洋娃娃的意思。在男性使用的场合，它指的是美人或者可爱的姑娘。My brother's new girlfriend is a doll. 我弟弟新交的女朋友是个挺可爱的姑娘。对男性而言呢 ,doll 指的是美女或者可爱的姑娘。那么对于女性而言 ,doll 指的是有魅力的英俊男子。我相信听我们节目的很多都是 doll, 美女或者帅哥，你说是吗？接下来的一段很容易，我们跳到后面的内容。听说 Jenny 被一个派对邀请，她觉得很吃惊。You were invited to that? 你收到邀请了吗？听起来很怀疑的样子。Well, no offense if I sound surprised, since I've never been invited. 不是要冒犯你，我只是有点吃惊，因为我都从来没有被邀请过。No offense, 这个词组在句中经常出现，通常是一方说 No offense, 接着另一方回答 None taken, 这一说一答的意思是哦，我没有别的意思，叫你不要多想。那么另一方同样的也很客气地答道没关系，我并不介意。 No offense, None taken, 简单而又实用的对话，可以记下来。 One of the girls in my art class saw my calligraphyAnd she said that if I addressed all the invitations, that I could have won. Jenny 说，美术课上的一个女生看到了我的书法，她说如果我写好所有的请帖，就邀请我出席。这句话里有个单词值得我们来学一学 ,calligraphy, 书法。很好记的一个单词，词缀 graph, G-R-A-P-H, 通常有写这样的含义。比如说 biography 指的就是传记 ,photograph,拍照、照片。那么今天我们又学到 calligraphy 书法。既然是互惠互利，用写请帖换来去参加聚会的资格，听起来挺不错的。 Sounds very fair, 听起来很公平。 The sweatshops could learn a thing or two. 黑工厂真该学一学。 The sweatshops could learn a thing or two. Sweatshops, 这是个合成词。 Sweat, S-W-E-A-T, 汗水。 Shop,S-H-O-P, 商店，连起来就是血汗工厂，剥削劳力的工厂 ,sweatshops。Rufus 的意思是黑工厂也应该要知道什么叫做公平，要公平的形式，而不是压榨劳动力，说得非常有理。This is not a platform for one of your anti-capitalist rants. 你也不能借此抨击资本主义。这是 Dan 对 Rufus 说的 ,anti-capitalists。Anti, A-N-T-I, 词的前缀具有反的意思。Capitalist, 资本家、资本主义的。连起来 ,anti-capitalist, 就是指反对资本主义的人，或者直接做形容词表示反对资本主义的。好了，今天的讲解就是这些，这段音频有些长，希望大家能够对照我们的文本，把没有弄懂的地方给弄懂。 日积月累，相信你的英语一定会进步的。下一期节目我会继续跟大家分享绯闻女孩的故事以及有趣的英语知识。好了 XOXO 再见。
Guess whose dad is cool?
It's a trick question.
Yeah, because it can't be ours.
Look at this.
Top 10 forgotten bands of the 90s.
Yeah, check out his number 9.
He's very proud.
Hey, way to be forgotten.
But that's how you get remembered.
Maybe you'd care if dad's band was on Gossip Girl.
What?Gossip Girl, that's for chicks.
So that wasn't your laptop up into it last night, reading all about Serena Vanderwoodson?
Rolling Stone, wow. Let me take a look at this again, Dad.
It's very cool.
Lincoln Hawk, number 9.
Hey, what are you working on?
It's called the Kiss on the Lips Party. Everyone's going.
You were invited to that? Well, no offense if I sound surprised, since I've never been invited.
One of the girls in my art class saw my calligraphy, and she said that if I addressed all the invitations, that I could have one.
Sounds very fair. Sweatshops could learn a thing or two.
Dad, this is not a platform for one of your anti-capitalist rants.
Yes, it is.
Besides, you make us go to private schools.
That's for your education.
So we should just be anonymous losers who eat lunch alone and never get invited to parties.
Works for me.
Mom thinks it's a good idea.
And her judgment is always sound, right?